ours since 1948. www.ramseyfh.com. From all of us at Ramsey for your home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
From the premier truck dealer in the Thumb, Graf, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Keith, Brandon, and Sam.
You know, Hank always looks forward to March. You've seen him for years dress up as a leprechaun in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. And this year is no different. He wears green this month to show how much green you can save on all remaining 2014 Silverados we have in stock.
You're right, boss. We have about a dozen 2014 Silverados on the lot, with savings up to $13,195. That's up to 30% off the sticker price of a nicely equipped 2014 Crew Cab 4x4.
Right now, in addition, we'll give you $3,000 minimum on your drivable trade, 99 and newer. So with the GM discount and package savings, it means their 2014 Silverados won't last long.
Saving you a lot of green this month is what we are all about here at Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, the premier truck dealer in the Thumb. Stop in and get your new Silverado today.
Total savings based on GM EPP pricing with 99 or newer trade and current lease within the household.
It's March Madness at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Buy or lease. Get incredibly low payments and prices now. Power through the snow in a 2015 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. It's fully loaded, including chrome wheels and rear vision camera. Lease it for $185 a month. Buy it for only $25,999. Truck buyers, find incredible deals on the Chevy or GMC pickup of your choice. Lease a 2015 Chevy Silverado LT Crew Cab 4-wheel drive, only $342 a month. Buy it as low as $36,633. Final closeout pricing in effect on all remaining 2014 models. Save over $11,000 on a GMC SLE double cab pickup, only $29,999. March Madness has struck at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall, located 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network at the half. Bad Axe leading Harbor Beach 35-26, a 9-point lead for the Hatchets. They led as many as by 14 in that first half on multiple occasions. The first of them being 17-3 with 2:25 left in the first. Harbor Beach's largest lead has been 2 points on the night. Leading scorers for the Hatchets, of course, Tommy Morneau with 15 points, including the last three in the half with 4 seconds left. Andrew Sutton has 8 points, Martin Messing with six, Don McLeod with three, Derek Geiger with three. Bad Axe went 4 for 6 for free throws for 66% of the first half. That's actually low for them in this ball game. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're led by Josh Elke with 10, Austin Seltz with 9 off of 3 threes. Jason Gamke has 3 points. Ryan Seaman and Dalton Oki each with 2 points. Dalton Oki got in early foul trouble. He had to sit down. Seaman played with 2 fouls. For Bad Axe, foul trouble. John Messing had 2 and Jared Brown with 2. They sat at the bench for the majority of the first half. Martin Messing has 2 fouls as well as Ryan Holeski. Andrew Sutton has 1 foul as well as Derek Geiger. John Mooney?
The flurry that Bad Axe put on just before the end of the half is really going to be a huge factor in settling this game. Because right now, with three long possessions that Harbor Beach has to make up, climbing the mountain and all of a sudden getting to the top of the mountain, if that happens, usually allows for a bit of a letdown. And that plays right into Bad Axe's wheelhouse, I would say. Right now, Bad Axe is at home, obviously. They're shooting the ball very well. They had 12 more shots than the Pirates. They went 14 for 38 for 36%. The Pirates, after a slow start, had 8 field goals for 24, which is 33%. This second half is shaping up to be really a classic, I got a feeling.
It's time for a 60-second break. When we return, we'll have your second half action right here at the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. Harbor Beach with 26, Bad Axe though with 35.
Psst. Hey, you, looking for a smartphone? Maybe looking to upgrade, huh? Yeah? Listen, you came to the right place. Me and Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You got to make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Eh, didn't think so.
One minute, 23 seconds before we get to enjoy the second half of this basketball game, which has been an absolutely flurry of emotion, events, baskets, and energy here from Bad Axe, Michigan. I think this is the most energy this gym has seen in a long, long time. And that's because it's a good one. Bad Axe leading by 9 points. Harbor Beach got it all the way down to 4. But then here comes Bad Axe red again. Capped off with a time of more than 3 right before the end of the half.
You know, Bad Axe hasn't played in quite a while, it seemed. And they almost seem like a caged lion. You let them out of the cage and whoa.
So we'll see what the second half has to come out.
Usually in district action, you'd like to play the first game of the week, you know? And Harbor Beach did. And it almost seemed like they had tired legs or something. I don't know. They got their work cut out for them in the second half.
It's going to be Brady Kirsch replacing Devin Lemansky. Otherwise, starters for Harbor Beach and starters for Bad Axe. So, Bad Axe with the first possession in the second half. John Messing, Jared Brown, Tommy Morneau, Martin Messing, and Andrew Sutton. For Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch, Josh Schelke, Austin Seltz, Cody Seaman, and Dalton Oki to start our third quarter of action. Morneau moving right to left across the radio, feeds it into Andrew Sutton. High post, down to the low post, goes up and it's blocked, actually tipped over to John Messing, and he has his first points of the night. It's out to 11-point lead, 37-26. Bad Axe leading. Cody Seaman drives into the lane, and he responds with a basket of his own. Each team with 2 points now in the third. Tommy Morneau pulls up from 14 feet, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound still loose, and Josh Schelke is at the bottom of the pile, and we have a jump ball Harbor Beach possession.
They're going to have to blow that whistle a little bit faster.
A little bit faster, otherwise someone's going to get hurt here tonight.
Yeah.
Some people have questioned if Harbor Beach ever took off the football cleats. And it's starting to show. Harbor Beach, it's Josh Elke gets the pass in transition. Can't get the shot to foul, but rebounded by Dalton Oki. And Cody Seaman at the right wing. Trying to feed him to Dalton Oki, nothing there. Now they finally get it in there. Double team coming down. The jump shot is no good. And rebound.